Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We usually tackle dense reports or historical texts, but today we're diving into something a bit different.
Yeah, it's a source you might not expect for this kind of analysis. A children's short story. It's called The Floating Leaf Boat Race.
Sounds charming.
Hmm.
So what's our mission with this one? Why a deep dive into a kid's story?
Well, it's fascinating how these, you know, simple narratives can model some pretty complex social stuff. Our goal is really to unpack this story, this autumn adventure, and pull out the facts and lessons tucked inside. They're surprisingly clear.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Setting the scene then, where does this race happen?
It takes place in a place called Maple Hollow. Every autumn, the story says, when the wind gets cool and the river has this golden shimmer, it's the big event of the season.
An unorthodox boat race, the outline called it. And there's a twist.
Right away.
Yeah.
The story kind of signals that winning isn't the main thing. It hints that the journey, the whole experience, that's the real victory here. It sort of subverts what you expect from a race story.
Interesting. So it sets you up for a lesson beyond just competition.
Exactly. It prepares you for this shift in values right from the start.
All right, let's get into the details. Section one, setting the stage. How does this annual event actually work?
Well, it's a tradition held when the autumn colors are just perfect. And the kids, they have to be pretty resourceful. It's not just grabbing any old leaf.
Oh, what do they do?
They're selective. They pick the perfect leaf, maybe a giant maple leaf, you know, for buoyancy, or perhaps a sleek oak leaf, hoping it'll be faster.
So there's strategy involved, even in choosing the leaf.
Definitely. And creativity, too. I thought this was a great detail. Some kids tied little acorns on top, like tiny passengers.
Acorn passengers. That's brilliant. It adds a layer of responsibility, almost.
Yeah, it makes the boat more than just a leaf. It's carrying something. It shows commitment, you know.
And it's not just the kids involved, right? The animals play a part.
Oh, absolutely. The woodland animals are a huge part of the atmosphere. You've got squirrels apparently wearing nut-shaped helmets.
Helmets. Okay, this is serious fun.
It is. And frogs act as the referees. Very official. Ducks are there too, cheering from the riverbank. It's like a whole community event.
So it's a proper spectacle. How does it officially start?
There's a beaver announcer. He's the official voice, seems like. And the race kicks off only when he blows this tiny acorn whistle.
Wow. They've really built a whole world here. It sounds captivating.
It really draws you in. And within this world, we meet the main racers, or at least two key ones, who set up the initial contrast.
Okay, who are they?
There's Mia. She seems thoughtful, respectful of the whole process. She places her boat carefully, whispers, "Go, Leafy Lightning." She's invested in her craft.
Leafy Lightning, nice. And the other one?
That's Max. He's, let's say, the opposite. Very competitive, big grin, boasting.
Yeah.
He claims his boat is turbo power.
Turbo power.
He actually tied two little twigs to it,
yeah,
like paddles. He's all about finding that, you know, individual edge to win.
Okay. So we have the careful creator versus the competitive engineer.
Precisely. That contrast is key. Quiet dedication versus loud ambition. The story uses this to explore which approach holds up better.
So the race starts, the acorn whistle blows. What happens?
The boats drift off down the stream. It's winding, so they don't all move the same way. Some spin around, others shoot ahead for a bit.
Does Max's turbo power work? Does he take the lead?
Well, that's the interesting part. Not really. The story throws in a surprise early leader. It wasn't Max's twig boat, and it wasn't Mia's Leafy Lightning either.
Really? Who was it then?
It was a leaf carrying a ladybug. Just, you know, random ladybug that landed on it. And that little boat, with its tiny captain, led the pack for the first half of the race.
A ladybug captain. Okay, that's unexpected.
It's a brilliant touch, isn't it? It kind of undercuts the whole turbo power idea immediately. It shows that maybe chance or the environment plays a bigger role than just your own efforts.
Like the universe having a little chuckle at Max's twigs.
Sort of, yeah. It suggests that just focusing on your own supposed advantage might not be enough when reality or, you know, a ladybug gets involved. It perfectly sets up the next stage.
The real test.
Exactly. The point where individual plans get disrupted.
Okay, let's move into that. Section two, the chaos and collaboration. What happens halfway through?
Right when things seem settled, the wind picks up. Suddenly, the stream isn't calm anymore. It swirls, and the leaf boats get swept into this chaotic whirlpool.
Oh, no. Mixed with debris, too?
Yeah. Floating apples, more quigs. It's a mess. Total system disruption. The race just falls apart, basically.
So how do the kids react? Panic. Frustration. Especially Max, maybe.
This is the crucial part. You'd expect maybe some tears or blaming.
Mm-hmm.
But the story says they laughed.
Laughed in the middle of the chaos.
Yes. And then, immediately, they started helping each other. No hesitation. Guiding their boats, working together to get them untangled from the apples and twigs and out of the whirlpool.
Wow. So the competition just stopped?
Instantly. It flipped straight to teamwork. And it wasn't reluctant teamwork. It was joyous. That laughter is key, psychologically.
What does the laughter signify, do you think?
It shows they immediately reframed the situation. They saw the whirlpool, the chaos, as the real challenge, not each other. They went from me versus you to us versus the problem.
And that's when Mia steps up again.
Right. Her earlier quiet respect for the process pays off here. She shouts out the main theme, the big insight. Go together. The current's stronger when we help each other.
Ah, so it's not just helping. It's realizing that helping makes them stronger against the chaos.
Exactly. It's about synergy. Recognizing that working together actually creates more power, more capability than trying to fight the current alone. Max's twigs versus Mia's collaboration, it's clear which is more effective now.
The race completely changes its meaning then. It's not about individual speed anymore.
Not at all. It becomes about collective navigation, about resilience as a group.
Which leads us to the finish line, section 3, the outcome and the lesson. What happens after they navigate the whirlpool together?
Well, after that big moment of teamwork, the ending couldn't be a standard photo finish, could it? It needed to reflect that shift.
So no dramatic final push.
Nope. The story says the leaf boats just glided across the finish line side by side, all together. A collective arrival.
Side by side. That's powerful.
It really is. And the emotional reaction is just as important. The text makes a point of saying that nobody could tell whose boat was technically first.
Yeah.
And more importantly, nobody cared. They were all just cheering, splashing in the river, celebrating the fact that they all made it through together. The shared success was the victory.
That's a huge takeaway. The joy wasn't in winning, but in the shared experience of overcoming the challenge.
Precisely. And the award ceremony seals it. You remember the frog referees?
Yeah, the official judges. What did they do?
They handed out leafy crowns to every single racer, no exceptions. And they croaked, apparently. You're all winners.
Everyone gets a crown. So the official verdict matches the kids' feeling. Collaboration is the win.
It enshrines it. Makes it the official philosophy of the Maple Hollow race.
Okay, so let's distill this for, you know, someone listening who isn't 5 years old.
Mm.
What are the core lessons here beyond the lovely story?
Well, first, it's a fantastic model for resilience. When things go unexpectedly wrong, the wind, the whirlpool, the systemic shock, individual advantages often fail. Max's twigs were useless then.
All right.
But collective effort, that mutual trust and collaboration, that's what actually works to navigate the disruption.
So lesson one, teamwork builds resilience against shocks. What else?
Second, it reframes creativity and effort. The initial boat building was creative, sure, but the real creative moment was that instant switch to collaborative problem solving during the chaos. It suggests focusing ingenuity on shared challenges, not just individual gain.
Mm-hmm. Redirecting that competitive energy into cooperation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the third big lesson is about, well, managing competitive stress. The story shows how working together transforms the whole feeling of competition. It stops being stressful or zero sum. Fun. Friendship. The stress just dissolves because the goal shifts. It's not about beating others. It's about achieving something together. Co-performance, not outperformance.
That's a really clear distillation. So the ultimate message, the core moral.
I think it's pretty clear. True victory, real success, isn't about crossing the line first. It's about how you make the journey. It's about working together, supporting each other, and actually enjoying the process, the relationships you build.
And that applies way beyond leaf boats, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Whether you're dealing with leaves or, you know, major projects, institutional changes, the principle holds. Shared effort, shared experience, that's often where the real value lies.
It's a great reminder that collaboration makes the whole experience richer, not just more effective. Success feels different when it's shared.
It's defined differently by the quality of that shared experience itself.
So, wrapping up, the story ends on a forward-looking note.
It does. The kids promise they'll be back next year for the race. And as they leave, the river shimmering gold again, and they've realized something. That in Maple Hollow, teamwork just always made the race more fun. That's the final thought. They're committing to return because the shared joy makes it worthwhile.
That's our provocative thought for you then. Maybe sustainable joy, the kind that makes you want to come back and do it again, is found more in working together towards common goals rather than always striving to be the solitary winner.
A powerful lesson from a simple leaf boat race.
Indeed. Thanks for diving deep into this one with us today. We'll catch you next time on The Deep Dive.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.